I couldn't believe how quickly I noticed positive changes after shifting my mindset from one of mentorship to one of sponsorship for my protege, for myself, for my team, and for our company.
Welcome to Ambition Theory, Women in Construction. This show asks questions that everybody is thinking about but doesn't want to say out loud. It's about tackling complex topics like, why are there so few women in senior leadership positions? What is it going to take to change this? Each episode is a combination of motivation and tactical strategies to get ahead. We get out of our comfort zones and we take action. We learn, grow, and create opportunities. I am your host, Andrea Jansen, a certified executive coach with an MBA, and since 2018, I've coached over 1,000 construction professionals to level up their leadership. Let's get started.
We've been talking a lot about sponsorship lately, and I wanted to share an excerpt with you from our Building Better report, which we recently published in conjunction with the National Center for Construction Education and Research. I want to share what it looks like when you start to implement sponsorship in your company, because it is easy to get overwhelmed, to want to create a task force, to create a manual, to create a policy. But the truth is, the best way to implement this concept is to just start by doing it, by modeling sponsorship behaviors. Cultural transformation is really about behavior change, and all it takes is one person to start doing that, and other people will follow. And today, I'm excited to share Hal's story with you. And if you want to read the full case study, you can download our Building Better report. Hal's story is on page 12. You can get the report at buildingbetterreport.com. From mentorship to sponsorship, how a mindset shift created a more inclusive workplace. Hal, a construction company executive, attended a keynote presentation given by yours truly from Ambition Theory, where he was enlightened and educated about the barriers that women face in the construction industry. This event marked the beginning of his journey to become an effective ally, and he started looking for ways to create opportunities for the women at his company. Hal knew from what he learned in our presentation that one of the first steps he could take to start driving change within his company was shifting his mindset from one of mentorship to one of sponsorship. Hal realized that instead of just providing advice, he could create opportunities for women to grow their skills and connect with influential people in the company and the industry. One of the first actions he took was to take Kendra, a young project coordinator, to a networking event. Hal was impressed by Kendra's skills in networking and her talent for business development, and he soon realized the value that these skills could bring to both his team and the company. So the next time there was a networking event, Hal was actually busy and he couldn't make it. So he asked Kendra to go without him. He had 100% confidence that the company was being well represented in his absence, and he knew that Kendra would look out for his and the company's best interests. This new sponsorship relationship had many benefits for both Kendra and the company. Kendra gained exposure to influential people in the company and the industry, and she grew in confidence and competence. Hal had a reliable team member he could trust to attend events when he couldn't be there. Hal's sponsorship of Kendra also had a ripple effect on the organization. Her confidence and competence were noticed, respected, and she began to receive less pushback on job sites. Hal's trust in Kendra was projected onto others, which helped her gain respect and influence. The positive impact of Hal's sponsorship also changed his approach to hiring. He realized that a lot of the people on his team had the exact same skill set that he had, that was heavy on the technical side. And he realized that hiring based on technical skills alone wasn't enough. Then he began to focus on hiring people with complementary strengths and skills. And he says this new approach is already paying off. Overall, Hal's experience with Kendra shows the power and positive impact sponsorship has for the sponsor, the protege, and the organization. Hal and Kendra's sponsorship relationship has proven to be a powerful catalyst for creating opportunities for women at the company. It started a shift in the company culture and helped create a more inclusive and diverse workplace. I want to share a quote directly from Hal with you right now. He says, "I couldn't believe how quickly I noticed positive changes after shifting my mindset from one of mentorship to one of sponsorship for my protege, for myself, for my team, and for our company." And if you are interested in providing the people that you work with at your company, at your conference, within your association, with the tools that can help them to start modeling sponsorship behaviors, we would love to help you do that with our workshop all about sponsorship. And we are actually booking up pretty quickly. And if you're interested in having a sponsorship workshop for your company, your conference, your association, book a call with us at ambitiontheory.com/book-a-call, and we can work together to make that happen.